Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Welcoming in Chase Hughes on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. He was all over the NBA draft last night. Good morning, Chase. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, I'm looking at your Twitter from last night, at Chase Hughes NBC. Yes, you posted this 10 hours ago. The Wizards see Troy Brown as a key to helping them play more positionless basketball. That seems to be one of the big buzzwords now in the NBA, positionless hoops. And it looks like Troy Brown is the guy for the Wizards at 15. Talk about him. What went into the pick? Who else is being considered at that spot as well at 15? They ultimately decide on Brown.
Yeah, I think it's about the fact that he can play multiple positions, shooting guard, small forward, and both of those are needs for the Wizards. Bradley Beal played the fourth most minutes last year. They need help behind him. And though they have Kelly Oubre and Otto Porter, the playoffs showed that once Otto Porter got hurt, they didn't have a whole lot of depth at small forward either. He can also play some point guard, so he can defend multiple positions. It gives them versatility. It gives them options. And I think because of those reasons, he fills several needs. And I think the obvious need for the Wizards was an athletic big man. John Wall himself even said it. And Robert Williams of Texas A&M was on the board. The Wizards, though, saw this as a pretty big need as well. And I think they checked off several boxes. And if you look at the long-term picture of their roster, the fact that Kelly Oubre has 1 year left on his deal and may end up making a lot of money next summer, this gives them a little insurance for him and gives them a little bit of depth if they want to deal from that depth at small forward, whether it be Otto Porter or Kelly Oubre, and actually make a pretty big change to this roster. So I think people are sleeping on the need that he would fill. And if you mentioned positionless basketball, the ability to guard a lot of different guys, that's going to come in handy if you're playing, you know, the Boston Celtics. They've shown that that's the one position you can't have too many of is small forwards that are about 6'7", 6'8".
Do we have any understanding of why Robert Williams dropped so far? I mean, it's one thing for the Wiz to maybe decide to pass, but why did so many other teams?
There's definitely questions about his motor. He's a shooter, 47% from the free throw line. Doesn't seem like he's ever going to be able to be a good shooter. But I think it's the motor. You know, there was a pretty big difference between Troy Brown's interview and Robert Williams' interview. I kind of liked Robert Williams. I thought he seemed kind of like a tough guy. Maybe he had an edge to him. But clearly there wasn't a whole lot of enthusiasm in the way he talked. And the opposite was Troy Brown. This guy, you know, could probably run for public office someday if he wanted to. He was extremely well-composed, and the basketball IQ is really what sold the Wizards. During their interview process, they pulled out a coach's clipboard and said, hey, draw up a play. We're down two with, you know, 30 seconds left. And he passed that test with flying colors. So I think it was a lot about what's between the ears for Troy Brown that really sold the Wizards on him. And clearly, there was something about Robert Williams they didn't like. I have a feeling it was the interview process because athletically, there's not a whole lot of questions with him.
What about some of the players that went just after the Wizards selected? You know, DiVincenzo, Lonnie Walker went to the Spurs. Even locally here, Kevin Huerter went to the Hawks, really good shooter. Zaire Smith, athletic freak from Texas Tech. Were they considering any of those four, do you think?
I think they considered all of them. They had Zaire Smith in for a workout. They talked to him at the combine. I think him in particular interested them. I know they liked Lonnie Walker a little bit. What's interesting is all those guys that you mentioned are much more athletic than Troy Brown, you know, therefore might have much higher ceilings. You know, Kevin Huerter and even Senzo, those guys had some ridiculous vertical leaps. Lonnie Walker and Zaire Smith as well. All those guys are around 40 in vertical leaps or higher.
Right.
Big wingspans. it's kind of the opposite of what I would expect the Spurs to do. They got Lonnie Walker, who has the vertical leap, but he's just super raw. Troy Brown is kind of like the pick you would expect the Spurs to have, a guy who, you know, isn't a huge explosive athlete, is just super smart and does a lot of different things the right way. So I think the Wizards saw Troy Brown is a safe pick in a way, because they have a feeling he's not going to flame out. He's smart and he does a lot of things well, rebounding, passing, a lot of kind of underrated things. And he does fill a positional need, and they feel like, I think they think that his ceiling defensively is really the calling card there, because he's got a big wingspan and he can guard a lot of different positions.
Were you surprised by any of the picks near the top? It seemed to go kind of as most expected.
Yeah, I was surprised that Trey Young went as early as he did, going fifth. I thought he was going to drop a little bit lower than that, maybe go to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Certainly the first two picks weren't surprising at all. And the trade, the Hawks and Mavericks swapping third and fifth, that was certainly surprising. Michael Porter Jr. dropping as far as he did, to me, was a big surprise, because I don't know if you guys have seen his highlights. It's so enticing to draft that guy, because, yes, he's got the injuries, but he's 6'11". He can handle the ball like a guard and hit threes. It's not often you see someone like that. I wonder if he was at 15, would the Wizards have considered him? They wouldn't really talk about that because he wasn't on the board. They weren't interested in talking about guys that, you know, weren't on their team at this point. But he would have been really tough to pass up, because the ceiling for him is one of the best players in the NBA. He's just got to stay healthy.
What's the overall feeling? I know the phone's kind of bad, but what's the overall – I mean, it just is. What's the overall feeling on this draft, though? Because I actually feel like it's a pretty strong draft compared to recent years.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty deep draft, certainly. I think there were some guys that, you know, went in the late teens, early 20s, that otherwise would have been closer to the top 10. I think, you know, Kevin Knox, who went, I think he went to the New York Knicks at 9th.
Right.
I could easily see that guy being a top 5, top 6 pick in another year. I mean, once you get to the draft, there's so many people that are trying to question players that they nitpick throughout the entire process, and people feel less good about the draft when it comes than they did just a few months prior. But I think there's a lot of depth in this draft. Bo Wagner going 25th to the Lakers, I think he would have been a late lottery pick in a less deep draft. So, you know, whatever you feel about the very top guys, DeAndre Ayton and Marvin Bagley, I don't think there's any reason to believe that it wasn't an unusually deep draft. And the Wizards may have gotten the guy who would have gone a little bit higher in a down year.
Chase, thanks so much for the time. Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yep. Follow him on Twitter at Chase Hughes NBCS.
I would have liked to talk to him longer, but the phone was just tilting everybody.
Mm-hmm. Very tilting.
Right. Especially the host.
So it wouldn't bother me. It was bad. I'm watching the Brazil game here, Cakes.
Guys just texted me, are you sweating the Brazil game? Well, of course.
Somebody might need to turn down the AC, because the sweat is officially real.
Yeah, but you're already way up. This is just gravy.
This is gravy.
This is gravy
but,
for you.
But look, there's still 40 minutes left. I'm not punting on Brazil. All they're doing is carrying the entire game.
Cakes would give a big chunk back if Brazil loses.
He'll give about 180 back, right?
No. More than that.
How much?
It would be like 350.
About half of what I'm expecting.
Right.
And trust me, I'm expecting that money.
Cakes is up like 460, 470 right now.
Look, again, what are we in? Minute 50.
So he'll only be up a buck 50
what minute
or so?
Yeah. Minute 53,
T-shirt? Almost 54.
Right. Well, I mean, make too many bets.
Hold on. Cakes, we can live bet this.
Live and hedge it?
And just call it off.
We just hedge it.
Yeah.
It's fine. I think
that's a very good option.
He likes the sweat.
I think Brazil isn't going to break
through. Can't get him off.
All I will say this.
They're hitting crossbars.
Why would you hedge it and lock in your profit?
Brazil has had a ton of chances. Like, legit chances.
Now, I'll say this. If Costa Rica scores, the bet's over. Because I don't see all of a sudden Brazil scoring two or three. If Costa Rica scores, the bet is done.
Now,
officially done.
How bad does Brazil need a dub? Can they survive easily with a tie?
They drew in the first game. They can't really survive another draw.
No, they
can't. It's not good.
Let me tell you the
it's
group.
Not optimal.
Let me tell you the group standing. Serbia has 3 points. They're right in the mix because Serbia's got 3 points. Brazil's got one. Switzerland has one. Costa Rica has zippy.
Well, I'm watching. They're getting beat to the ball.
I know.
Chilling.
What about all these strong, these traditional powers, Drabby, like Argentina, Brazil? They're playing like poop.
Germany got beaten in the first game by Mexico.
I mean, what's going on?
Is Brazil thought to be not that silly?
They're one of the favorites. Yeah, they're not the favorite.
They were top two or three.
I mean, they always have so much talent. I don't get it.
Everybody's panicking. A lot of panic running through these two rooms.
All right, Cakes, you can get a draw at basically 2-1 and Costa Rica to win at 15-1.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a level head, and I'm going to bet on the better team, which is Brazil. Hmm. And if it's a draw, it's a draw, and I lose some money. And you know what? Life goes on. I live. I keep going. It's
They're
not a big
score.
Deal.
They're going to score.
It's not
too
a
much.
Big deal.
It's a nice buildup right
here. Everybody's sweating.
Or you just kind of let it ride.
Let it ride. That's true. It's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I mean, to me right now, it's just cyber money. It's like it doesn't even exist.
No, it exists because, like you said, you're already counting it.
Kind of am.
Look, here we go. Nice little cross right here.
Everybody's
here we go.
Sweating.
Boom, goal.
Oh! That's another legit chance they had. They've had five really good chances.
You think they're not going to cash in on
that's
one
only
of them?
A matter of time. If they keep doing that, it's only a matter of time.
Look, do I look concerned? Look at me. Look at my face.
A little bit.
Do I look concerned?
A little bit.
I don't look concerned.
Do I look concerned?
You look concerned. Because I saw
concerned.
You going through that notebook with all the finances and expenses. You look concerned.
I am.
I don't look that concerned.
By the way, I'm going to hide this book because I know you guys are going to creep on it.
No, I would not steal your private privileged information.
I can
information.
See Valdez coming in here.
Now, those docs might.
Why do you think I would do that?
AWOD might.
Because you're so interested in it.
I'm only interested when it's on air.
Yeah, off air. He doesn't care.
That's true. We don't care
you
about.
You could be living in a tent off air.
We literally don't care about each other off air.
There's a degree of truth.
We act like we do when we're on air. We don't give a rat's ass about each other.
But we are on air. And when we come back, we're going to play NBA draft trivia to give away some prizes.
We are going on my EP. What are you talking about?
This will be quick.
All right.
I'll serve up some softballs so we can get. What's so scary, silly on EP?
He wants to play some
about?
Demi Lovato song. What's
Demi Lovato?
Well, she's relapsed.
Well, she's singing about her relapse.
Well, she is.
Plus,
she is?
I got a story that you'll be psyched for, Bricky. Iggy Azalea twerking all day yesterday on social media.
All right, so 800-636-1067 is the number. Call in for NBA draft trivia. We have Bare Naked Ladies. Tickets to give away and Quicken Loans national passes as well. And we'll dive back into the EP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the giveaway. Let's get right to the callers. This is going to be one of the easiest game shows ever.
I get size for this tune.
You love the Cars.
Mm.
Who doesn't?
So good.
They're only Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. That's all.
They are.
They're all right. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, what's up?
Good morning, jokes.
Hey, Michael.
Mike.
What's up, Michael?
NBA draft trivia. Michael Porter Jr. was drafted by the Nuggets at number 14 last night. Where did he go to school?
No idea.
Oh, come on.
Let's move on to the next caller.
Let's go to Dave in Alexandria. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dave, where did Michael Porter Jr. go to school? He was drafted by the Nuggets last night at 14 overall.
Missouri.
Of course. He's a Mizzou Tiger.
Played about two games.
You get a pair of lawn tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies live in concert July 2nd at Wolf Trap. Tickets are on sale now through wolftrap.org or by calling 1-877-WOLF-TRAP, but you can win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. Those tickets are courtesy of Wolf Trap. Congrats.
That's it?
We have one more. We have Quicken Loans National tickets to give away.
There you go. Go see Tigger.
All right, let's go.
Exactly.
And Uicky.
And Uicky Fowler. And more.
Go to Jimmy Alexandria. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, Junks?
Hello, Jimmy. What Eastern Conference team selected Kevin Huerter at number 19 overall last night from the University of Maryland?
The Atlanta Hawks.
That is correct. See how easy that game show was. You've won a pair of trophy club passes to catch Tiger Woods, Ricky Fowler, and the PGA Tour stars at the Quicken Loans National Tournament, June 27th through July 1st at TPC Potomac. Get your details at thefandc.com/contest.
Atlanta had a good draft because they got Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
They got Hurter.
They did.
They got Spellman, who's a power forward, stretch forward, can shoot it. Mm-hmm. And in the second round, I got Devontae Graham out of Kansas.
Right.
They got four legit shooters.
It's a nice haul for them.
I mean, I'm not calling them NBA champions by any stretch, but that's a good draft.
You know, you mentioned Tiger and his event. I definitely want to go there. And usually I find a way to weasel a press credential in
there. That's next week.
And take some pictures. I have a big frame picture. This one actually right here. Maybe I'll throw it out there on Twitter or something. People can look at it. I was looking at it yesterday as I was walking by. I was in the basement, right? You can see, Jason, this is about 5 years ago. This is from 2013. He looks like he's in pain.
Right there he does, yeah.
Right? And all he did was hit a drive. That's like, you know, he just hit a driver.
That was 13, you said?
That was 2013. I didn't even realize it at the time.
A lot of wincing.
Didn't he win a bunch of tournaments that year? Or was that the year he didn't win?
No, 13. I think he was player of the year. But he played poorly. I think he missed the cut. But I think he played poorly at the Quicken Loans, or he had to withdraw or something. But he just looks like he's in pain there, doesn't he?
He does.
That's a good shot, though.
Yeah, I have it framed in the basement.
That's a good
I love
photo.
It. But I just realized, I don't think we see that expression anymore.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, you might be right.
You probably just haven't paid attention.
Well, I pay pretty close attention to that guy.
Yes, you do. Trust me, we know. You pay close attention to Tiger Woods.
Take multiple still, photos, action photos of him swinging.
I'm gonna.
I bet you he does that in at least one of them.
Winces like that?
Yeah.
He just looks like he's...
He could be wincing because it was a poo-poo shot.
All right, hold on. I before you get into EB...
He had a lot of poo-poo shots.
Right.
Did EB just take a big wad of gum out of his mouth and stick it on on his phone?
I did. Where else am I going to put it?
Do you know how much bacteria and just grossness is on the screen of your phone?
Well, I'm not going to put it back in my mouth. It's the final resting place before I go. That goes
before
in the trash.
Well, there's trash right there. You could put it right there.
Well, okay. I just put it right here.
I thought you were going to put it back in your mouth after putting it on your phone screen.
I've been chewing some gum and it was getting too big. I wasn't able to speak properly. So I put it there.
Just made me laugh.
Yeah. It's gross. Believe me. All right. I just thought you might be interested in this, Jason. Iggy Azalea.
Love Iggy.
I don't know. These girls are crazy, but she decided.
Maybe they're looking at that big buddy.
She was going to get into a baby blue thong in heels and put out a video at 2:50. She must have been hammered at 2:50 in the morning.
Well, who isn't at 2:50?
She posted the video on Instagram where she's just twerking in the. Do you have the video? The link to it? Can you tweet that, Valdez?
Sure.
2:50 in the morning, Iggy Azalea decides to twerk her butt and put it on social media.
Twerker.
Yeah, she's definitely flaunting it at nearly 3 a.m. in the morning.
Trying to find that picture I had.
She put it on her Instagram.
Yeah, I think she put it not just a picture, it's like a video.
How beautiful is that?
I believe.
Is that beautiful or what?
Oh, I know you get sized.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
For her, yeah. Hold on, I'm trying to find that picture. Man, she looked good when she came in the studio.
There's a sad story. Kate Spade, they finally had the funeral. I believe it was yesterday. And, a ton of people there. David Spade, of course, who's like the brother-in-law. He made an appearance. But really sad. Her father apparently died hours before, the night before.
Oh.
They say basically of a broken heart. He had been in poor health. But just the death of his daughter was just too much.
You spiraled.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And put him over. So that was horrible. Heather Locklear was released from her 5150 psychiatric hold.
Such a good album by Van Halen. People Sleep a Little Bit.
Right?
A little bit.
Top song off of that?
Ooh, that's Sammy Hagar. It's Van Hagar. I'm trying to think of the best tune. Can't think of it off the top of my head. I'd have to look at the track listing.
All right, I'm going to give it to you.
The rapper that was shot and killed that we keep talking about, Triple X,
Tension,
or whatever.
Giving him a lot of run.
He's getting a lot of run. Some people.
Oh, Why Can't This Be Love? Definitely the best one.
Some people are trying to say he's going to be this generation's Tupac. Like, they're going to look back and play his music and say what a great artist he was.
Right.
Like, almost appreciated more in death than in life. Maybe that's true. But they're saying his girlfriend is pregnant with his child.
Ah.
And they have a picture of the sonogram here. So I don't know if that's good or bad. Whatever. It is what it is. They did arrest. Remember I told you it wouldn't take them long?
Right.
They arrested a 22-year-old kid for the murder of XXXTentacion. Mm-hmm. Police in Florida arrested. Let me see who the guy's name is. Dedrick Williams, 22, who's been charged in the death of the 20-year-old rapper. They say, I think he's got a rack of other charges that he's had before. But this will be first-degree murder without premeditation, among other charges. But
just threw his life away.
He's got a bunch of felonies, violent felonies, too, some of them. So
he's going to have fun in jail.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's going to have fun. By the way, I'm looking at the video of Iggy right now.
Yeah.
You just can't stop.
Oh, does it look stupid, or is it?
I could do naughty things to that. Naughty, felonious things, which I won't.
You need to get on Twitter, Jason.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get on Instagram.
Naughty things to myself.
Right. Did you put it out there? Did you send it to?
I DM'd it to you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why didn't she do that when I met her, like, 2 years ago?
No, she was wearing a big raincoat.
She was.
You met her.
Yeah. She didn't smile much that morning. She was very tired.
Probably feeling fat.
Not fat in this video.
Was it winter? Like, why was she wearing like a big overcoat?
It was either late fall or early winter.
I mean, she was doing radio. Let's be honest. These artists, last thing they want to do is go to a radio station. Once they've made it, they don't really want to go to radio stations.
It was kind of cold. It was cold out. Yeah.
Radio Insider.
All right, here you go. What is she doing? That is a show.
Isn't it great? I love it.
Well, cakes. Did you see this?
I have not seen the video.
Here you go, Cakes.
Can I put that as like my screensaver on my phone?
Cakes, is this what Amy does in the kitchen when you come home?
She does not do that in the kitchen.
Has she ever done that?
No, she's
never. How many times has Amy done that?
Zero. I can.
What about when you whisper
zero.
To her it's going to be money, and then later in the evening?
Not a lot of twerking. Twerking is not really part of
what
the.
What would Sonny Jurgensen say?
He'd say, that'll be money. What a great lines ever.
Oh, man.
God. Why couldn't I have been in that kitchen at 2:50 in the morning?
I'll tell you what. If Brazil scores, Jason Bishop will be twerking. He'll be doing the Iggy Azalea move.
Dravy, that's kind of a show.
It's hot.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing.
She's definitely hammered.
Definitely
she's got to be hammered, right?
Yeah. Why do you put that out? I wish my wife would do that. I mean, find the kitchen, not twerk.
Oh, find the kitchen? She never finds the kitchen?
To make something?
She doesn't know where that is.
Right.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Based on what you've told us, you don't even want her to find the kitchen.
It'd be a nice stress reliever sometimes.
AWOD probably makes a better meal.
What's your wife's specialty? What's her silly?
Spaghetti?
calling Pizza Hut?
Now, when was the last time she actually cooked a nice dinner
for
you two?
The last time she cooked.
And you didn't do it.
The last time she cooked, she made chicken with zucchini and peppers.
That sounds good.
Yeah, except the zucchini was a cucumber.
Chicken?
What do you mean?
She grilled a cucumber and thought it was a zucchini.
You're kidding.
No.
She thought a cucumber was a zucchini?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty
thing.
Funny. I mean, I'm cucumber. A dope, and I know the difference between a cucumber and a zucchini.
Her parents are like very well to do. The mom never really got size to teach
she
her.
She tried to teach her. Her mom is this amazing chef.
And just
amazing.
Large, she just had no interest. No interest.
I guess it skips a generation.
Right.
It's a recessive gene.
So we went through all of the names of the athletes that are going to be in the ESPN body issue this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty unimpressed with the female list, to be honest with you.
They must have got a lot of rejections.
I don't know.
To come up with that list.
Came up with like 10 WNBAers. But, I mean, no disrespect, but it's weird. But Greg Norman, some of his photos have leaked. And, I mean, it's like he's doing a damn porno.
How old is he?
He's like in his 60s.
Mid-60s?
Yeah. I mean, he's clearly on something because he looks unbelievable. But look at him. Okay, the one picture I get, there's two pictures here that somehow have leaked out there. There's one of Norman. He's like his back is up against a fake wall, and he's got his knee up so you don't see his Jimmy Johnson in a golf club, right? And then he's wearing a shark hat. Then there's another one where he's just butt naked, and you just see his entire butt cheeks, and he's got like some toy shark that he's squeezing. Look, Cakes.
I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, that picture's just too much.
Hey, for as old as he, or as for as in shape as he is, he's still got that old man butt.
He got a little bit of saggy buns. Yeah. A little bit of saggy buns.
Well, that's what happens when you get old. The butt drops.
He's got that EB butt.
get a little bit saggy if you don't stay on your squats.
Yeah.
If you don't stay on your squat game. But I don't know, man. That's got to be embarrassing. So I'm looking at the photo here, and they have – it's like one of those behind-the-scenes shots.
Yeah.
Valdez knows all about that, BTS. and there's like two guys, three camera guys, and then there's a female there. That's got to be awkward,
the
right?
The funniest part is that –
because you know he's not in his most well-endowed state.
Let me see that.
Right?
That is weird.
That is weird. You're freaking Greg Norman.
He wanted to do it.
With full Monty.
Yeah, but it's like a clinical setting. He's not supposed to be in his full siceness.
He is Jack.
In all his glory.
Right.
Yeah, but when you're not in all your glory, you don't want to be.
You think the shark really cares?
Oh, hey. Yeah. I don't think that ever leaves you. I don't think that ever. You always care. Now, if you're around a bunch of dudes, you don't care nearly as much. You just don't care a little bit because you don't want to be embarrassed in the joning. But there's a female in there. You definitely want to present.
Right.
Don't you think?
I guess.
It's human nature. It's in your DNA. You don't want to present nubs. You just, right? That you're a legend. You're a Hall of Famer.
By the way, someone's texting in on the zip line. He said, that genius Nick Young cheated on Iggy. He shouldn't be allowed to get his championship ring for that.
Right.
That's a good point.
There you go. There you go.
I'm Greg Norman.
Yeah, you're so far from Greg Norman.
Jesus. Look at that body.
Sunburned, pasty.
God, he's the worst. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Did you find that Demi Lovato song? Not that I've heard it, but there was all the rage on social media yesterday making all the news.
Why? Is this a new release? You just released it yesterday?
Well, apparently she's allegedly been sober for 6 years.
Right.
And recently completely fallen off the wagon.
Oh, really?
And she sings about it here.
Oh.
Which is kind of, I mean, really sad. They say she's out of control.
Too slow. Too depressing.
Definitely depressing.
Call me when it's over, because I'm dying inside. Wake me when the shakes are gone and the cold sweats disappear. Call me when it's over and myself has reappeared. I don't know why I do it every time. It's only when I'm lonely. Sometimes I just want to cave and I don't want to fight. I try. Just hold me.
All right, too depressing.
She's super talented.
Very depressing. Yeah. I mean, it's...
She says she admitted in a documentary filmed that came out in October of 2017 that she had used drugs before while she was promoting a sober lifestyle back in 2012. She says, I wasn't working my program. I wasn't ready. I was sneaking cocaine on planes. I was sneaking it in the bathroom, sneaking it throughout the night. Went on a bender for 2 months where she was using it daily. Then she said there was a night where I used a bunch of coke. I popped a few Xanax. She began to choke a little bit. My heart started racing. She thought
she was dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also confessed to faking urine tests and going through 20 different sober companions before finally getting clean.
How do you find 20 sober people? I think that's the biggest victory of all. Well, that's shocking.
She can't lay off the vodka drinks.
Terrible. Guess not.
It's not a good story there. So hopefully it ends better, but it doesn't look good right now. And so she's singing about it. Although that's going to be a powerful song. The Roseanne spinoff.
Give Your Heart a Break. That's her number one. Give Your Heart a Break. That's her number one ditty.
Yeah, I don't know.
That one's too depressing.
I'm sure I've heard it.
You can't listen to that.
But ABC is coming out with the Roseanne spinoff.
Without Roseanne.
Yeah. Without Roseanne. They've ordered 10 episodes.
No chance they're going to call it Roseanne.
No, they're calling it the Connors.
The Connors.
The Jimmys. I apologize. It's an old reference.
Jimmy
Nobody
Connors.
Nobody knows who Jimmy Connors is
John,
I understand.
Is John Goodman going to be in this?
I think so. I think all the silly.
Why don't they just call it John?
It'll star John Goodman.
Because John is a terrible,
Laurie
bland,
Metcalf,
boring name.
Sarah Gilbert and other Roseanne cast members.
Good. So they'll still get paid.
They say how Barr's character will be erased from their life was left unexplained for now by ABC. They say, quote, after a sudden turn of events, the Connors are forced to take the daily struggles of life in Lanford. Is that the town they, the fictional town they live in a way they never have before. I can honestly say, I'm not sure I've ever watched a full episode of Roseanne.
I have, but it's been a long time since I've done
it. I certainly didn't watch the reboot.
No.
Oh, why would you?
When that came out.
You think John Goodman has a Staples notebook with all his finances in it?
I don't think he does.
Think he's doing that
with his expenses? Do you think he's sweating Brazil, Costa Rica? Right. It's officially a sweat.
Well, yeah, he's probably sweating, but not, sweating. Not Brazil, Costa Rica.
By the way,
that's a loser.
That's a loser.
I can't believe these powerhouses.
They can't. Brazil's not going to score a goal.
How, Costa Rica's the size of, like, I don't know, PG County.
Right.
And they're going to beat Brazil. Or tie them, anyway.
Well, it's not over. Don't,
they still
don't
have time.
Give up hope.
Well, they still have time.
You're over 3 goals is over.
Well, I just need Brazil to win for my parlay for, with France.
Right.
It was a big tease a minute ago. They called a penalty. And then the ref went over to the monitor
and waved it off.
Because Neymar just flopping all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Brutal.
Yeah, they're desperate.
Well, I don't know. They'll be in full desperation mode here the last 10 minutes. They're still a very good chance.
They've been in desperation mode for 40 minutes.
Yeah, this is going to be more than ever now.
All right, when we come back, we'll give everybody's favorite segment of the week, the Junkies Weekend Preview, and we'll update you on the World Cup sweat bets coming up next. I mean, is this how it's going to end for me? Scared it might. A terminally ill New Jersey man says he got one of his last wishes fulfilled this week, to drink a cold beer and play a few more hands of blackjack at his favorite casino in Atlantic City. John Mudry and his family visited Bally's Atlantic City on Tuesday to fulfill one of the 71-year-old man's wish of having one last big day at the casino. Quote, "It's my last hurrah," he said to the press of Atlantic City. He visited the casino with the help from hospice caretakers and healthcare providers. Visited Bally's Atlantic City on Tuesday. Walked out with hundreds in winnings. He was a big winner.
Kicks, when I read that story, I immediately thought of old you.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's hope it's old him.
Yeah, like really old. Like older than 71.
Yeah, exactly.
Because by my math, 71 for me is 24 years.
Right. It's a terrifying thought.
It's not that
70
far off.
70 is 22 years away. That's like the worst thought of the day.
It really is.
It's the worst thought of the day.
Well, the worst thought of the day is
50 being 2 years away. Is
I'm already
bad.
Over that. I've accepted 50.
The worst thought of the day is Brazil drawing with Costa Rica, which is looking more and more like it's going to happen.
But there will be, like you said, there'll be 5 or 6 minutes of extra time.
Especially when these guys, so these donks keep laying down.
We can grasp a little bit.
We can grasp. No, it's looking kind of grim.
By the way, did you see the video of the NASCAR fire? The guy pulled his son out of the car?
Yeah, the guy sprinted it. The dad sprinted into action when his son's car was,
I don't know where it was,
a raging inferno.
Was it like a legit big NASCAR race, or was it like one of the undercard minor league things, or what was it?
Mike Jones was the driver. I've never heard of him. It was Boston Speedway. I don't think it was one of the biggies.
Uh-huh.
But his dad is the crew chief. And the car caught on fire. I mean, his son's literally going to burn to death. So the dad jumps onto the track and pulls out the his kid out.
His dad was the crew. There you go. Goal. Yeah. There you go.
Goal.
There you go.
I told you not to panic.
I was getting ready to twerk.
He was panicking. I told you not to panic. I panicked. Brazil converts late.
Wow. That is so huge.
Wow.
Almost injury time.
Wow.
I missed it.
Now, there's still going to be 3 minutes left, but I mean,
Costa Rica's not scoring.
You can't allow a relentless assault like that for 45, 50 minutes and not give up a goal. It's inevitable. Right? I mean,
you know what?
It was inevitable.
We escaped.
Yeah, we did.
Now, we still have to wait until there's zeros on the clock. But that was an escape job.
Aren't you
right
glad
there.
You didn't live bet and hedge it?
That is the biggest backdoor cover I can remember.
Well, we'll have to dust this off from 3 weeks ago. The Stanley Cup run for cake.
I like it. Now I'm in a celebratory mood.
So good way to start the weekend.
Brazil scores in the 92nd minute.
Big.
There was a relentless assault, this constant wave and wave and wave. And they hadn't been able to punch it in. Who was it? Costa Rica was just packing in all their players.
They were trying to park the bus.
But eventually they got a ball through there and they punched it in. So,
so I go 1-1 instead of 0-2 today.
Better day.
I'll take that.
Much better day. I don't even know what we were talking about before. Oh, we were talking about the old guy gambling and then being 50. And,
yeah, but you, right. Then you railroaded my story.
Ever on the bullet train
the
to die.
The dad saving his son on the Boston Speedway.
Right. Now, was the guy a part of the crew?
He was the crew chief.
Wow.
But you're not allowed on the track.
Well, of course you're on the track if your kid's dying.
Yeah, I can't believe they disciplined right. him. They took his, they, I don't know, they penalized him.
That's a
I don't think
move.
He can be the crew chief anymore.
That's just stupid.
You're kidding.
I don't know. I'm just making that up. He was penalized, though.
But why are they crediting him? Like, no one else was going to do that?
He was the first to the car.
I'm sure that there was a fire crew on the way
there was an ambulance, but he was the first to the car.
And that thing was on fire? Like
legit on fire.
On fire, like a Woodrow Wilson Bridge like, the other night, on fire.
If he was in the car for 20 more seconds, he's done.
Really?
Yeah.
And was he unconscious or anything?
No.
He just was having a hard time getting out.
Correct.
Hey, could you imagine you got to climb out the window, unstrap your Hans device and everything?
Right.
Did he have a tactical pen? Break the windshield?
I need to get one of those.
It was in South Boston, Virginia, not Boston.
Okay. It was in Virginia.
I glanced at that one.
In South Boston, Virginia. That's deep.
I just saw Boston Speedway. I thought it was Boston.
Right.
Missed the South part. Any chance Brazil can score two more and hook me in 6 minutes?
Now you're definitely grasping.
Yeah. All right, anyway, that's a big win for Brazil.
Yeah. Well,
they're still pressing forward. They're trying to get some goals.
Screw Brazil. It's a big win for Flakes. I don't care about Brazil.
So how much are you net up now in the last
Valdez.
3 days?
Valdez It'll be about
800.
Total. Yeah, just over 800.
800.
Not bad.
I told you what to do,
almost
though.
Every game was a huge sweat.
Soccer case.
And you know what you can do now? Is that you can bet the other games for like $25 and just have day sweats.
Just nickel and dime left and right. Not worry if they don't come through.
He even hit the draw bet, didn't he?
Hit the draw bet. Soccer
draft. Yeah,
hit
the draw bet.
Yeah, the draw bet was so bad.
Shape it'll be a good
weekend.
So
I told you what to do. Collect a little bit, like 500,
yeah.
And leave 300 in the kitty and just use that and bet with that.
I'll probably do that.
House money.
Or I could just go big and get felted, which is always a possibility.
Yeah, you are a gambler.
I could turn into Rom and no win is big enough and just lose it all. But I'll probably collect some of it.
That was good, though. That was actually fun to watch.
It's so funny how many texters are doing the same thing we are.
They're betting the same things.
Yeah, they're updating
me. They just
me.
Want action.
They act like I'm not watching the game.
Right. Do they just want action, or?
Yes, they're degens. They
are they betting
the
exact same bets?
I don't know. They're doing something.
They just need action. They don't know anything about soccer.
They
so
needed Brazil to score.
They
that.
Heard Cakes and Drabby, so they just jump on it. People do it. You'd be amazed.
Some days I make 20 bets.
Not going to make 20 today.
All right, I need someone needs to tell me what the next 11 o'clock game is and the 2 o'clock.
It's Nigeria-Iceland.
All right, and that one's critical for Argentina, right?
Yes.
Yes. Argentina needs Nigeria to win.
Now, does Nigeria have a shot to win?
Oh, I picked him to win.
Drabby says that's the play.
Cakes picked him to win.
I picked them?
I thought you were following all my picks.
Yeah, yeah. How much are you going to put on it now?
25?
You got some house money.
I'm going low.
50?
Going very, super light.
50? 25?
No, no. A min bet.
Okay.
Now I'm min betting. Okay? Now I'm into bet money preservation.
Right.
Not trying to get more. Just trying to keep what I have.
Casey, where are you going to dinner tonight?
Fortress.
I'm going to Grill Marks in the O-Town. Oh. 5:30 reservation,
a good spot.
As should be. Nice and early. Get there at 5:30, done by
7:15. Is it pouring outside? It is?
It's going to rain a lot.
And it's going to rain all day, like all over the D.C. area?
I don't know if it'll be a steady rain all day, but
hopefully
it's going to
rain Loudoun County.
No.
Just like right over your house.
No.
You like rain.
That's fine, but we're not in Loudoun County. It's raining.
Right.
He's rooting for rain.
I know. He likes it. I don't.
Saves him on his water bill.
So Nigeria is... Plus 193 cakes.
Okay.
So they're huge dogs. I mean, Drab is picking them, but they're huge dogs.
No, Iceland's plus two. Iceland's plus 165.
They are?
Yeah. It's a toss-up game.
It's butt even.
It's a toss-up game.
Couldn't be any closer.
All right, Cakes, you're in for 25.
On Nigeria?
Yes.
25 pays you about
50. Sure. Okay, why not?
And then what's the next game?
Serbia-Switzerland. Roger Federer is going to play goal.
Drab, you have a hot pick for that?
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I'll get
on that.
Back to you later, though.
Don't force it.
That's not disappointing.
Don't force it.
I'm not taking your picks.
What is your overall record right
Come
now?
Come on.
You got long shot dumb bets you put in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I put like $20 in my account. It's about to be 80.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Pick's got 800 in his.
Well, I got lucky.
Because he's flush.
If you build it, they will come.
Hey.
Another goal.
You're kidding. Yeah. You got to sweat.
Oh, now you got to sweat. Real sweat.
Oh, no, game's over. Game's over.
Did they just say final?
I'm so bitter. That game's over.
Hold on. Did they whistle it at final?
No, not yet.
Dude, they made one more wave because they want as many goals as they can get.
Dude, it's within
seconds.
It's over.
Need to thank John Sargent and friends that are sitting in the studio. Paid a bounty to come in and watch the Junks, man, during the last 2 hours.
So that's big dollars.
We hope they had a good time. We hope that they were
waste of money, in my opinion.
We hope that they were.
I'm sure it went to a good charity.
At least slightly entertained.
Yeah, we tried
while they were in here.
Michael O'Connor's played for the Nets.
Very nice.
He was in here.
Big superstar.
Yep.
Watch
a lot of World Cup. Have a great weekend.
Have a great
Brent
weekend.
Danny coming up next. You're the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.